What's happening around the world? It's time for another serving of News Bites.
最近国内外发生哪些大事？午餐搭配 SRT News Bites， 慢慢的一口接一口，吸收最新时事和趣闻。
Hey there! Thanks for tuning in to today's News Bites. I'm Paz Bueno.
And I'm Nancy Sun.
Today's stories, paying a little to protect a lot,
measuring snow for 50 years,
and English words have more than one meaning.
Let's check it out.
Top of Taiwan.
小琉球七月起收海洋保育费。小琉球's new eco fee.
Starting July 1st, if you plan to visit the beautiful beaches of Xiaoliuqiu Island in Taiwan, there's something new to remember.
The island will start charging a small fee, 收取小额费用, of 60 NT to visit three special beach areas, 三福、宇城尾and 舵仔坪。
These three areas are very important because they have unique plants and animals, 独特植物和动物, that need protection.
The money from the fee will help take care of these areas. It will be used for things like keeping the beaches clean, teaching the staff how to look after nature, and learning more about the animals and plants that live there.
这笔经费将用于保持海滩的清洁。教育员工如何照顾自然，以及了解更多生活在那里的动植物。
But there's more. To make sure too many people don't visit at once and harm the environment, only 300 visitors can enter at a time.
And there are certain times of the year, 特定的时候, when no one can visit. For example, from December 1st to March 31st, these areas will be closed to give nature a break.给大自然一个休息的机会。
Also, from April 1st to June 15th, the beaches close at night until the morning to help the animals during their breeding season, 繁殖季节。
If you really want to see the beaches at night, you can. From June 16th to November 30th, there are special night tours, 夜间导览。
If you bring a flashlight, only red lights are allowed.So we don't disturb the wildlife.
如果你带手电筒，只允许用红光，以免干扰野生动物。
In recent years, more people have visited Xiaoliuqiu, and it started to affect the wildlife.
A study by a marine professor, 海洋学教授, found that the number of large sea creatures is much less than before. Although they are slowly coming back, it's important to keep protecting them.
By paying this fee and following the rules, you help protect the beautiful nature of Xiaoliuqiu.
It's a small price for a big cause, helping us enjoy this special place without harming it.
Going global.
市民科学家测量积雪五十年。Citizen scientist measures snow for 50 years.
Think about your daily routine.日常生活。What are some things you have been doing every day for the last 10 years?
Let's see. I brush my teeth every day, pet my cat, and eat meals.
Well, for the past 50 years, Billy Barr, a 73-year-old man with a gray beard, has been measuring snowfall in the mountains of the state of Colorado in the U.S.
在过去的五十年里 ，Billy Barr， 一位留着长长灰色胡须的七十三岁老人，在美国科罗拉多州的山区测量积雪量。
Every day, he steps out of his small cabin, 小木屋, to check how much snow has fallen.
Billy started collecting snow and weather data,
收集积雪和天气数据,
after graduating from Rutgers University.He set up simple tools to measure the snow, something he began doing just to stay busy.
为了打发时间而开始做的事情。
Billy is what we call a citizen scientist, 市民科学家。This means he is not a professional scientist, 专业科学家, but he helps gather important information about the environment.
His work has been very useful for researchers trying to understand how much snow there is and how it affects water supplies, 影响水资源。His dedication, 奉献精神, shows that anyone can contribute to science. 任何人都可以为科学做出贡献。
Billy's data is very valuable, 有价值。It helps scientists understand and predict, 预测, changes in the environment.
Even though he plans to retire someday, he hopes to continue his work remotely with new tools that he's testing.
即使他有一天会退休,他也希望用他正在测试的新工具,远距离继续他的工作。
In the end, Billy's story shows us that by paying attention to the world around us and trying new things, we can make a big difference, even in unexpected ways.
What kind of nature do you see around your home or school that you could observe, 观察 every day, just like Billy Barr? Maybe you could start your own project to help scientists learn more about our environment.
The recap.
So, in today's News Bites, starting July 1st, Xiaoliuqiu Island will start charging a small fee of 60 NT to visit three special beach areas. These three areas are very important because they have unique plants and animals that need protection. The money from the fee will help take care of these areas.
And for the past 50 years,Billy Barr has been measuring snowfall in the mountains of the state of Colorado in the U.S. Every day, he steps out of his small cabin to check how much snow has fallen. He's a citizen scientist, helping gather important information to help scientists learn more about our environment.
Did you know that some English words have many different meanings? These words are called homographs.
For example, the word set has 430 meanings, and go has 368 meanings.
But the word with most definitions is run. It is expected to have about 645 different meanings in the next dictionary that will be released in 2037.
So run can mean many things, like running a program on a computer, a car running on gas, or someone running for office.
If you have a fun fact, a joke, or interesting news you'd like to share with us, record your message and send us your tasty tidbit to newsbites at icrt.com.tw, and you might hear it at the end of an episode. We'll see you next time for an exciting new episode of Newsbites.
ICRT 与教育部国民及学前教育署下次继续和您聊新闻。ICRT App 和网站也能重复收听。
More local and international news next time on News Bites. Brought to you by the K-12 Education Administration. Find past episodes available on the ICRT website and app.